our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Amanda and Holly are awesome podcast.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Holly.
And we're awesome.
We're awesome. It's 12:08 a.m. And we've just decided that we're going to put face masks on our face like real women.
Clay masks.
Clay masks.
That's the thing women do.
They're called, it's rejuvenating.
Yeah.
It's rejuvenating by Kay Bella.
Kay Bella.
It said that it's Dead Sea clay something. I think it maybe doesn't actually come from the Dead Sea.
No, probably not. I'm going to guess that Dead Sea clay is, or maybe it's like, a tiny, tiny amount of Dead Sea clay.
Or maybe it's like, that's like a, because we're not real women.
No,
So maybe that's like a type of mask that we're not really familiar with. Maybe that's like a thing. Like you call this a Dead Sea mask when it's this texture of a thing.
I just had the realization that we are not both going to be able to wash this off at the same time.
Oh.
We are supposed to leave it on for, they say well, up to 15 minutes, so we decided on 10.
Yeah, well, I put mine on first, so I'll wash mine off.
Probably
first,
what's going to happen is we will pause the recording of this podcast, go wash it off, and come back and let you know how it went.
So let's talk about how it feels on our faces right now.
It's tingling.
This is riveting podcast material.
I don't know. Okay, so if anybody's ever listened that's had, like, salicylic acid, anything?
Yeah.
It gets, like, that cooling feeling afterward.
Yeah. If you've ever had, like, acne and you've used, like, acne products that feel kind of menthol-y and minty and then, like, tingly,
what
it's
it feels
exactly
like
this.
Only constant?
And we didn't, so you're supposed to, like, whenever you use a new thing on your skin, like, patch test it to make sure you're not allergic.
Yeah, you put it on your skin and you see what happens.
Sensitive to it. We did not do that.
We did not. We have sensitive skin and we make bad decisions.
And I bought, like, a whole tube of it, too. Like, there's so much. I had the option between a tube or a little packet, but we're like, oh, maybe there won't be enough in the packet. Newsflash, would have totally been enough
there
in the packet.
There absolutely enough in the packet.
So anyway, this stuff, it's like a light bluish green.
Yeah, it's like the color that you imagine masks to be. That
if you've never used a mask, it's like a thick thing.
But like you see the ones on like movies, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
It's like when you see like a lady who's like hair's up and she's in a robe and it's up in a towel and she's got cucumbers on her eyes.
It looks like that. It's that.
We should have gotten some cucumbers for our eyes.
Why don't we eat cucumbers?
What is the cucumber
Are we allergic
do?
To cucumbers?
I don't think I'm allergic
I don't
to cucumbers.
Eat cucumbers.
No, because you eat pickles.
You're yeah, but like maybe, but if you think, like, okay, so what we are allergic to usually is the histamines from all of the things that are cross-pollinating.
With ragweed, specifically.
Right, but I imagine that could happen with cucumbers.
I don't think I've ever had a reaction to cucumbers. I don't love cucumbers.
Yeah, I don't really eat them. I don't eat them raw, so I don't really.
Yeah, they're super boring. I've like had them in, like, salads and stuff.
I guess.
Probably had them.
I don't actually
else.
Like the flavor of cucumbers.
Really?
They taste like fresh, and that's weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like cucumber.
They're like watery. It's not enough flavor.
Somebody at work. Okay, so we have potlucks at work, and somebody makes veggie pizza every time. It's usually got like broccoli, carrots, cauliflower on top. Last time she made it, she put cucumber on it.
Oh, that's not any good.
You don't put cucumber on
veggie
pizza.
Is it like an actual pizza?
No, it's like the
fruit pizza thing.
Yeah, like a fruit pizza, only it's got like a ranch dressing type, that sour cream ranch dressing.
That's too watery.
It's just, it doesn't belong.
No, that doesn't belong at all. You could have like a stronger vegetable for a veggie
pizza. Yeah, you have broccoli and cauliflower and carrots. That's what you put.
Bell peppers and, yeah.
No, it's
really?
I guess that's just what I'm used to eating.
Yeah, I would say bell peppers would fit pretty solidly on there. So, update on the face mask. They're starting to dry a little bit. It's getting a little bit, like,
a little tight.
A little weird.
Still real tingly.
Still pretty tingly. Mine's mostly tingly around my nose and stuff, which is actually why I'm concerned, because that's where the sensitive skin is.
I think that's where yours is thickest.
It might be where it's thickest.
Mine is thicker than yours because I put more on. Imagine that's why mine is still
true. I can see yours is like cracking in your forehead.
Very certain that my skin is going to be so angry in the next couple
days.
Yeah,
we're definitely going to have to moisturize.
Welcome to Girl Talk with Amanda and Holly.
I don't know how many of you are female. If you're not, maybe you could learn something right
now.
You
learned something. You guys can have nice skin for masks too. Dude, guys, do it.
Do not shy away from this. We painted my nails tonight.
Yeah, and they're real cute.
Fancy. Guys, they got like a so bee on them.
You should post that picture to the Facebook.
I should. I don't think anybody cares, but I'm going to.
No, I'll send it to you.
You have to send it
to
me.
No, I'll send it to you for sure.
I put a bee on it, and he's got like a trail coming from a tree going for some flowers.
Guys,
it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
We're so good at nails.
We are so good at nails. So yesterday, I don't know if Adam is aware, but or if he's going to talk about this. We should mention, this is a split podcast.
Yep.
So Adam and Gully will be joining us by themselves.
Yeah, they're later. Not joining us. They will be doing a second half of this podcast that they recorded hours ago.
They have actually already recorded it. I could just ask what's on it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
So if we duplicate topics, very sorry. So yesterday I did a midnight pre-release for Magic the Gathering set. It was really fun. Got to play against some friends and coworkers, and I had no idea what I was doing. Just like I never have any idea what I'm doing.
And I was hella tired, so I left
early.
Yeah,
you stayed through like half a round and you're like, I'm done.
I worked at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. It was like 2:30 in the morning.
Fine.
I was tired.
It wasn't 2:30 at that
over
point.
Over this wake thing.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I mean it was pretty late. So it's totally understandable that you wouldn't want to do it. So yeah. But it was fun.
So Shopkins. We went to
four stores
yesterday.
And nobody in town has Shopkins.
Turns out Kmart is the warmest store in town.
Holy cow. So I've been in JCPenney's before. Something about a JCPenney, like, they're always super warm.
It's always warm.
They always have their heat on a lot.
I don't know.
But this Kmart was like, it's like they didn't have air conditioning at all.
It was like muggy and like musty. And I mean, I get the Kmart's kind of degraded in the last number of years.
Nobody
but
goes to Kmart.
But it was...
Except apparently we went to Kmart.
We went to Kmart.
They don't even carry Shopkins.
Well, I mean, like, they have Simple Colors, nail polish, which is like...
Yeah, they do have the nail polish that we want, but it's not worth it to go to Kmart.
It's not.
It's really just not. But we were like, oh, it's really hot in here. And then we walked outside and we're like, oh, it's exactly the same outside.
Yeah,
it was the same temperature outside.
Same outside.
So I'm pretty sure their just air conditioning was broken or something.
I feel super sorry for the people who work there.
Yeah, that's not any good.
Man, oh man.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
Oh, we can do a snack after
We'll do the snack after the mask.
Because, yeah, we're going to be pausing
Yeah,
here
this is going to be a shortened podcast.
Short on our half.
Short, yeah, because we're going half and half, so we aren't going to talk as long. Do you have a top three you want to talk about?
Do I have a top three? No.
We should probably not talk about more nail polish. I would say top three nail polishes, but nobody cares about that.
I have 330 nail polishes.
Yeah.
I could not choose top three.
110th of them.
There is absolutely no chance I can choose that. Jesus Christ.
Is
I
it
tell
scary
you
that
top
that's
three
less
colors?
Than, is it scary that that's
Maybe.
Less than 1% of your nail polish?
We're not going to talk about that.
Oh boy, that's really sad. How about, so when we were growing up, news/history, when we were growing up, we lived in a lot of houses. We lived in a lot of places. All in the same town, because my mom was on low income and we would rent houses to that were up for purchase so that the rent was lower and we could live in them. So how about we've lived in like 8 places in the time that we lived?
I think it was something like 8.
Why don't we go with top 3 houses we lived in?
Okay.
We can agree on these too. I don't think we each individually have to have a top 3.
So number 3 for me is it kind of, like, we have some, like, it's, like, the time that we spent there, like, what age
right.
we were makes a difference.
Yeah, so there's a, like, when we were really little, so let's go through all the ones that we did first. So
oh,
we lived
Jesus.
In an apartment that I don't remember. We lived in a house in Des Moines before that
I don't
remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
We briefly lived in my grandpa's house.
Did we? Yeah,
yeah just for, like,
right
a
back
little bit when
yeah.
we moved back. We lived in a duplex
yep.
in a very rich neighborhood.
Very nice.
Until they decided to combine the building together so that it was
the
just
rich
one
people
house.
Didn't want to have a
yeah,
half
they're
house
like,
anymore.
No, we don't want welfare people here anymore. And then we lived actually directly next door.
Directly
for
next
a couple
door
of
for
months,
it was only a couple months though.
In a really rich place.
Yeah, but
we
they were trying to sell
at,
it, so they were willing to take the money.
Yeah, we lived at 1319 Webster Street, which was.
We say these addresses because this is how we identify
this is
them
how
to
we
each
remember
other.
Them. It was. Do you remember what Bud Lake Drive with the number was?
414.
Yeah, you're right. Man, that was a long time ago. So Well, the Webster Street house was amazing because it had been on the market for like 8 years before we got
it's
it.
Like
and
every
it sold
time
in like one
we
year.
Moved into a house, it sold like right
it sold
away.
Immediately. So there's that one. There is Margaret Street, which
Margaret
is way
Street.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
It was.
It had mice.
Right, but what we didn't realize at the time is when you live across from a field, you have mice. And we are going to pause
okay,
this particular
let's
thing.
Let's finish our recap and then we will come back for a top three. We will confer and come back. So Margaret Street, and then we went to 209 South Main Street.
True.
And then we purchased a house.
We did
lived
purchase
at 521
house.
Southampton. And then we've individually lived in a lot of places, but
yeah.
my mom moved to Tremont. So
to
that's
live
a nearby town to live with my stepdad.
We will
right.
be back.
We'll be back.
And we're back.
We're back.
You don't know that anything happened there because it's going to be just like a split second for you. But it's been about, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We've rinsed off the masks.
We have.
Our faces are regular colored again.
Yeah, they.
Put some moisturizer on because it left it feeling dry. What do you think? What do you think that mask did?
My face feels about the same.
I don't think it did anything.
Maybe
at all.
It evened our skin or something?
I don't really know.
I have literally no
I
idea.
Did, and you're never supposed to do this, but I did take the towel and sort of rub at some of my skin, and I did notice some dry skin came out, like some...
So maybe an exfoliated
stuff that
looked
blockaged
a little bit of chemical exfoliation?
A little chemical exfoliation. I really don't know. I don't know.
I do manual, like, physical exfoliation every day, so I don't...
That's actually hard for your skin.
Yeah, I know. It's probably not the greatest.
Yeah, so, verdict, I'll probably do it again.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I probably won't, because she has
it. I have a whole tube of it.
She'll have it up here, and I'll just be in Fargo with
it. I guess it doesn't, I mean, it's fine. All right,
back to houses.
Back to houses. We conferred while we were rinsing, and we found that we actually have different top threes.
We do.
So, do you want to start with your top three?
My top three. My number three. No, you start. I don't remember
I'll start.
My
number three is going to be Webster Street.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it because we had a friend that lived nearby, and he had an N64 and Donkey Kong, and
was our friend because he was
yeah.
nearby, though.
Yeah,
like,
I know, but that didn't matter.
No, but we used him for his N64.
Yeah, oh, for 100%. Sure. Well, he used us for our sledding.
Oh, yeah, our backyard.
So our backyard butted right up against a
car dealership,
dealership
yep.
mm-hmm. and they would plow all of their snow into our backyard, and then we had a really big... sled pile, like, to 15
we
feet high.
Also had a giant scary tree, and whenever
oh,
there would be a big
right.
storm, my mom would drive us to our grandfather's in case the tree knocked down.
Yeah, we
because it would have smashed the heck out of that.
Every time there was a thunderstorm, or...
Like, a really,
really
bad one
high
with really
wind,
high winds,
we
yeah.
would just leave our house.
Yep.
So I can feel my face is still tingling a little bit. I think I should have put more moisturizer
See, I
on.
Use salicylic acid moisturizer every morning, so I'm used to having, like, a cool feeling
I'm
in
actually
the mornings.
Kind of afraid I didn't put enough moisturizer on, but we'll see.
You'll be all right.
Yeah,
probably.
You'll be all right. Okay, so that was my number three. What's your number three?
My number three is probably Margaret Street.
Margaret Street, man, I hated
that
place.
Is
that
what I said when we were talking before?
I don't
before?
Think so.
I don't remember. Oh, no, it's probably Bud Lake Drive. That was the first, that was the duplex that we lived in.
It was
the
duplex.
It was
cool.
It was a nice place. It was, you know, where I have a lot of, like, my very earliest memories.
I don't have a lot of memories from there. I do have one memory.
Our neighbor was shitty. She was a bitch.
I have a memory that someone told me that I sleepwalked one night. I think this was me.
Yep.
I sleepwalked one night and I thought that the closet was
you
the bathroom.
You sure did think that the closet was the bathroom.
And I don't remember this. I was like 4 or 5 though, so.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever wetting my bed. Do you ever remember wetting your bed?
I don't think we ever wet our beds.
I don't think we ever wet our beds.
I think, basically, from what mom says, basically, I peed on a...
A
stool.
A leather. No, it was a leather
that
coat.
That was you.
Oh, I was a leather coat?
I peed on a step stool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been telling mom, I need to go to the bathroom, I need to go to the bathroom. And she said, next time you need to go to the bathroom, just go. And apparently I never had any problems after that.
Yeah, I peed on a leather coat. My
mom
was like,
mom's best friend's leather coat.
You need to use the bathroom or whatever. And so I did.
Yeah,
so I
we
think
just
it sounds
did.
Like we were pretty
I
easy
feel like
to
we were pretty easy to train.
I don't know. Super
I get
weird.
A feeling we were just stubborn or anxious to be able to, like, go ourselves.
So the other thing that I remember about that house was when we were in the basement one summer because there was a tornado warning and mom had mattresses over us.
Oh, God, that was scary. She brings
scary.
That up still.
Yeah,
she
really?
Still talks about that, yeah.
We also had a big cardboard box of all of our stuffed animals
we
that we
did.
Would, like, jump in and play
it's true.
In. And then the basement had spiders.
It did.
And there was this weird old couch down there.
I forgot about
the weird
couch.
Old couch with, like, weird foam cushions. Yep. And then my mom...
She painted the bricks of the wall pastel colors and stuff.
Yeah, no, it was white with pink, like, rag...
Yeah.
Painting, I don't
know.
Oh,
I was thinking
like
of something
rag
else.
Painting.
Yeah, it was like a sponge type thing, but it was
yeah.
with rags, yeah.
It was white with brick.
She tried. She tried real hard.
She did try. It was all right. She was doing okay
no,
for
yeah,
so long.
No.
Okay, so that's no. your number three house.
Yep.
My number two house is 209 South Main Street, which is where we spent probably a lot of our kind of formative years. I think we were there from about 9 or 10 years old to 12-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just really love that house. I really hated moving out of that house. I was sad to move out of that house. It was nice because we were moving into a house that we purchased. But
that was so many of our formative years. I think that's probably actually my number two as well.
Yeah, your number two.
I think
two
our
as
number
well.
Two and our number one's probably the same.
Yeah, and then the number one is was going to be the bought. House that my mom bought.
That was essentially the first time we got our own rooms. We had our own rooms for a very short time when we lived in the house next door to the duplex, but it was only a matter of months.
Yeah, but my bedroom had, like, a built-in desk into the wall.
Yeah.
It was the best thing ever.
Mine
for,
was
like,
very small, but it had
old.
Blue carpet, and I hadn't lived in a house where I got to have carpet in my room before, and I was very excited about that. We had hardwood floors. My mom loves hardwood floors. I hate hardwood floors.
I
hate them so much.
Yeah, they're not fun. I don't love them. Oh, you're right about shrinkage on my fingernails here, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just the one. It's kind of getting weird.
Oh, there's definitely some
interesting
to see
how happens.
It's going to be fun.
We had our own. So we moved in there. My mom bought the house when we were 12. We moved in when we were 13.
Yeah,
we did
she
did.
I mean, it was the spring of when we were 12. Like, it was the winter. And, like,
no, the spring we turned
were
13.
We were working on it when we turned 13.
Yeah, because our birthday was, like, there, and she didn't have any money really to buy us a birthday
mm-mm.
present. And
we were
kind of shitty about it, I think.
We were super shitty about it because we didn't. Mom was always really good at hiding the fact that we had a lot of money problems.
Yeah.
Because we had a lot growing up, but she was really good at hiding it, and then we took it, like,
until we renovated the house, and then it became really obvious that we didn't have any money. I don't know. But that was a nice house. Loved that house. Had our own rooms. Got to customize our own things. I think we spent our teenage years there, so that's really...
Yeah. No. It was a pretty nice house, too.
It was. It was really close to a lot of
stuff, too.
We
had a dog.
We did have a dog. Oh, we had a dog.
We had a dog. He was great.
He was super great. All right, yeah, so that's our top three houses. Nobody cares about this but us.
Nobody
you know
at all.
This, the podcast was mostly for us, so. Next up, we have our snack. So we purchased a snack today. We went to the, before you open it, let's read what it is.
It is Leslie's Clover Chips.
Clover Chips.
They are in the ham and cheese variety, and they are a unique corn snack.
Ham and cheese. So these are ham and cheese corn chips.
It says at the top, simut sarap kasama.
You might want to open that away from the microphone because it sounds like it's going to be really loud.
You mean right next to the microphone?
I mean,
away.
Yeah, it's super loud.
Okay.
So we went to the Asian market today because I had to get a, they're not opening. You might have to cut them.
Okay, so it's a bag of chips that says tear here at the top. Nobody tears chips.
Give me scissors. Seriously, that's super loud.
I understand that.
Yeah, scissors. There's one right here.
Give me a thing.
So we went to get curry stuff, and we're like, oh no, we're going to need a snack. So we bought, we were going to get sweet stuff, but I baked a bunch of cookies today. More on that later.
You'll hear about that in a while.
We really needed, like, savory food. Okay, what do you got? First impressions, before you taste it.
First impressions are, these are, like, if you've ever seen, like, the Pop Chips, they're kind of like those.
These do look actually a lot like Pop Chips, like ham and cheese.
They have a very, very similar texture to Pop Chips as well.
Yeah, I think they are just Pop Chips. They've got, like, an orange kind of coating on them.
They're good.
They actually are. They taste like a bacon cheese chip. I don't know if you've ever had, like, a bacon cheddar chip.
There's, like, some kettle chips, some TGI Fridays ones.
Or the potato ones. Tater skins.
Oh,
these taste a little bit. Yeah, these taste a little bit like bacon cheddar tater skins.
Mm-hmm.
Are pretty good. Not that great for you, but where are they from? Paranaque City.
In the Philippines.
Made the Philippines.
I don't hate them. I kind of wish I could get them in Peru.
LeslieSnacks.com. First ingredient, tapioca starch. I don't think you'd ever see that in the U.S.
Second ingredient, yellow corn.
Yeah, these are good. I like these as a snack. I would eat these again. Mm. I would recommend these to people.
Number four ingredient, ham powder.
Ham powder? I would really love to know. So do they make the ham powder? Do they
salt,
source
salt, flavor enhancer, spices, and artificial flavors is ham powder.
By flavor enhancer, they probably mean MSG.
MSG? Nothing wrong with MSG, it's fine.
Nothing at all wrong with MSG. So how do you think, let's theorize about how they make ham powder.
Oh, there is also just MSG in here.
How do they make ham powder?
Ham powder.
What's your theory on how they make ham powder? Tell me.
They have,
you're just
some pigs, chill out outside.
Okay.
Get a real good sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Keep having them get more sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Until they shrink up. And then they just kind of just like roll them between their hands till they become powder.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting theory. I think it's like, you know how dust is made of 70% skin cells?
That's not true, but continue.
I think this is pig dust.
I'm so glad that that got disproven, by the way.
I know, it's so gross.
It makes me a lot happier to not think that my dust is made of 70%.
Dust is super gross.
No, we are eating these at 12:35 in the morning when you absolutely should be eating snacks.
I should be asleep.
She should be asleep.
I have to work in the morning.
I do not have to work in the morning. She does have to work in the morning.
I can't be late to work because I'll get fired if I'm late too many more times.
That's true.
Nobody wants to get fired.
I think this is a counter. I just picked up a D20 uh-huh. that I believe is a counter.
Yeah, they're called spin downs, so that means
does
all the
does it not have a 20?
It does, it's a symbol.
Is that what that M12 is?
Yep, so that's one from Magic 2012.
Okay.
So it's a spin down counter, which means all the numbers are next to each other, which means it's not really a fair die.
Oh man, so I can't use it for D&D?
You can technically, because dice are generally pretty fair, but it's numbered so that you don't have to hunt for the number all the time. It's right next to the one that you need.
That's fair. That's cute.
It's cool. Pretty cool. They're really handy.
I keep picking up things that are on this desk. There's also a parrot-shaped eraser.
I don't even remember where I got that.
Unbelievably adorable.
I think we got that out of a vending machine once.
It's cute. It's cute.
All right, well, we are at about 20 minutes, which kind of takes our time. Do you have any parting words? How was the podcast experience today? Does your face still feel tingly? Do you think you're going to break out from this?
Absolutely, yes.
I think I'm going to.
100%. We forget we have sensitive skin and should probably not do these things.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a bonding experience and like...
The hard part is, if I do break out, I won't know if it was from this or from the makeup I wore today.
We're gonna assume this. Let's just assume this.
Okay. Listen, check back next week and I'll have an update about whether I broke out or not if I remember to tell you about it.
All right. Ooh, watch Babadook.
Watch Babadook. Yeah, we just watched Babadook.
It's scary and really wonderful.
But it's a really good movie. All right. Okay, bye.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm not Holly.
This is Gully. We're doing the gentleman podcast. Because the ladies are different.
Yeah, Amanda's in town, so...
We're doing two separate podcasts, which you've already heard the ladies one, because it's the one before this, even though it's being recorded after this. So we don't know what they're going to be talking about. So that's exciting. So I came up with an interesting idea. It's the Ladies and Gentlemen podcast. So Ladies/Gentlemen is going to be the title.
So you'll get the best of both worlds.
Right, so what do we want to do first? We want to do a snack first?
Sure.
All right, let's go get... We got some cookies.
Holly did make cookies.
We've already eaten some of these cookies
on a previous podcast.
No, it was a different. It was an Adam and Gully Talk About Magic podcast.
Yeah,
that you might be able to find on the internet somewhere
at some point.
At some point, we just recorded it.
Yeah,
a while ago. They're probably really good.
And they're soft. I like soft cookies.
It tastes like cookies.
And they're chocolate.
Is it chocolate?
I think it's chocolate.
It's chocolatey. It's real soft. Alright, so that's a good cookie.
That was a good cookie.
So we did,
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
I came back from Florida.
Gully's back!
Yay!
If you're a listener of our podcast, you know that Gully went to Florida for a long time.
Like 7 weeks.
Yeah. And I'm sure he listened to every one of the podcasts that happened during that time.
Mm.
So if we quiz Gully on the top three of last week, he'll tell us exactly what it was.
But we don't have time for that, so let's...
So we'll start our own top three.
Top three places I've visited in the past 5 years.
Top three places Gully's visited in the last 5 years.
You, too.
You, me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
Gully and or Adam have visited in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. You came up with the topic, you go first.
Oh, okay. So, I guess I can be... I'll do a lame one, but mm-hmm. it's kind of good for me, because 5 years, that's kind of the time frame that I moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Mall of America.
Okay.
It's number three.
That's a fun place.
So, I thought, yeah, I was surprised. I was like, because everyone's like, oh yeah, there's like an amusement park in the middle of the mall. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, a couple of rides and things, I get it. No, it's like actually like buy a ticket and you go on the rides and it's insane.
It is, it's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
I didn't go on any of the rides, but I saw it there.
Yeah, I saw it too. I was like, oh look, it's Nickelodeon. Cool.
Every time I go to the Mall of America, I'm super impressed by the Lego store.
Mm-hmm.
I always have to go in there and mess around for at least an hour.
They have that in Orlando, which is really cool, but yes, I actually checked the Lego store out, and it's almost exactly the same, just a little bit smaller.
But it's like, but you look over there, and there's a roller coaster.
And you're like, wow. And then, oh, let's just go to the mall, and I'll spend, like, half the day
here. Did you count how many Starbuckses were in that mall?
Four? I think.
So, if you don't know, the Mall of America is the biggest mall in America.
Yep. The parking is insane.
It's not that bad.
No, it isn't, but it's just, it's literally like...
It's a giant parking lot.
Yeah, it's a fourth of the size of the mall.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh.
But it's very well set up. You don't have to worry about finding a spot. You're just like, oh, here I am.
And it's really easy to find your parking spot back.
Yep.
So,
Write it down. Mm-hmm. And they have an aquarium down there.
Yeah, it's literally an all-day event. You can make it.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. If I lived in Minneapolis, I'd probably go there every couple months.
Probably.
Yeah, just be like, oh, let's go to the mall. Okay.
Okay. It's like spend
it's a good walk.
There.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to, like...
You need to get your steps
in. Like, Holly and I, yeah, we get our steps in, we walk around, we go to, like, the dirt mall in town.
Right.
And you walk around, and it's, you know, it's the same thing.
With the new thing, steps.
Yeah.
Get your steps in.
Get my steps in. But I did this week, not every week, I missed a couple weeks, but I've done most of my weeks, and I got, like, $6 or $7 to put on Puka Trade. So I have, like, some bucks sitting there waiting for me to get some things.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just saving them up.
All right, number three for you.
Number three for me would be...
5 years.
Last 5 years. I'll tell you what. It was me actually going back home to Hazleton,
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Just to see my family and everything. It wasn't really happy because it was when my grandmother died in February, but I went back for the funeral and I got to see everybody in my family, which is real nice. Like, there was like one or two that couldn't make it, but everybody I saw and all my friends and family, it was really nice to see them again after such a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So number two would be that, exactly. So I just actually got back from Florida, which is where I got to see my parents and everything. They live in Bradenton. Side mention to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is where my grandmother lived, and I actually stayed there on the way there and back, so I got to see her twice. But Bradenton was great. The moment I got there, they literally had just set up the above-ground pool. And they weren't home for, like, another 2-3 hours or so. Just swam the whole time while I was waiting on them. Nice. I'd get in the house.
Is it, like, a circle pool?
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah, it's great.
Did you ever make a whirlpool?
Yeah, I sure did.
Like, you just...
yep, I was by myself, and I was like, I wonder if I can do it. And sure enough, it's like,
It takes a while when it's just you. Like, if you get, like, three people going, it's like you can get it to touch the bottom.
Best thing to do. my niece was there. She's 10. It's my sister's. And she kept me active almost the whole time. If we weren't in the pool, we were playing a game. If we weren't playing a game, we were playing Foursquare outside. Whole family played that, so that's...
What's Foursquare?
I
know it's like there's an app.
There's... It's like a ball, like a rubber ball, and you have draw huge squares. That's like your zone,
okay.
And you basically you have to hit the ball in someone else's zone, and like the server is like zone like one, and you're trying to get there because that's I'm the winning spot kind of thing.
Okay.
So the more people you have playing.
I don't know if the rules make sense to me based on what you're saying.
If you played it, you'd be like, oh, this is simple, and it's just it's taking the ball and like if once it bounces, it's like tennis where you bounce
Like a dodgeball that you use?
So like a Voight ball or something like that. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I get it.
Yeah, I was active. It kept me moving.
Sure.
So heat down there, I literally gained I lost 15 pounds while I was there. Gained 5 pounds coming.
Yeah. Well, there you
go. But
you got to pack it on for the winter months to hibernate.
Don't tell me that. Anyway, number two.
You don't want to hibernate?
No.
Number two, I'm going to say, was the place where I got married last year in August was Gen Con in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Holly and I went out there and we got hitched, as they say.
Hitched.
We got married in front of a giant Garrick cardboard cutout.
That's awesome.
From N15. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. It was, you know, the best 4 days in gaming, they call it.
Nice.
And we played some games. I played some Magic there. Cool. I played more games in at my number one spot, but we'll talk about that one later.
Okay, okay. So my number one spot is, it's still from the same trip, so I'm cheating a little bit.
That's fine.
Universal.
Universal.
So
Universal Studios,
Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
I've been there before. Not nearly as good the first time as it was the second time. The second time, the staff was amazing. I had a wonderful time with them. Everyone was friendly. The place I stayed was great. It's the Cabana Inn. It's an Orlando resort hotel, like 5 minutes away from the hotel. It was cheaper than normal hotels that were around it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I got buy two, get one free for day passes there, which was great. I wanted to go because of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter World.
So you had Diagon Alley.
And did you get a Wand?
Wand?
Hold on. You keep telling your story. I heard this one already.
Okay, that's fine. So I went to Diagon Alley in Universal Studios, and that was amazing. You literally, like, in Universal, you basically what you do is you go around the park and you get to a Europe area, and there's no, like, signs for Diagon Alley or anything. There's a brick wall that you can, like, walk around. So when you do, bam, you're there. You see Diagon Alley. You see Gringotts right there. You see the dragon. That's a big box. You see the dragon on Gringotts and Gringotts Bank. So that was really cool. And then over in Isles of Adventure, the other park that you can actually take the Hogwarts Express to is... Oh, Ollivander's. So you take the Hogwarts Express and you can go to Hogsmeade, which has a Hogwarts castle. And I'm not a roller coaster guy at all, but I went on a few rides and they were a lot of fun. They were. The Hogwarts ride was great. It got turned around a lot. And then the Gringotts ride was a lot faster, but that was pretty cool too. And this is a lot different. So Adam just gave me
the... Oh, something's beeping.
Something's
beeping.
It's the
end beeping. Of the world. It's the end of the world.
This is interesting that you're showing me this, because... So Adam just brought a big box, and then the big box was an Ollivander's box, and in the Ollivander's box was Harry Potter's wand. Which is exactly like mine, but lighter.
Uh-huh.
This is lighter than the one that
I
have.
Yeah, that's like the official one from the movie or whatever.
Yeah, and mine it looks exactly like this. It's just
it's Ron's wand, I think.
No, this is Harry's.
Is it Harry's?
This is Harry's. This is Harry's. It's Harry's wand. Ron's looks like that too because he has the branch on it as well.
Yeah,
but it's longer. Harry's wand is shorter.
Avada Kedavra. I just killed Gully, everybody. You shouldn't do that.
Crucio.
What does it say in here? Products inspired by the world of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Speaking of wands, I did get Sirius Black's wand.
Mm.
And then they had a display of the Dumbledore's army, which had 6 wands on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal was so good, I ended up getting that too.
Oh,
which
you bought
has,
a bunch of wands?
Oh my god, I have Harry. So I have Sirius's, Harry's, Ron, Hermione's, Neville's, Ginny's, and Luna's.
Yeah, I did have Hermione's wand as well, but I don't know where that went.
Did I tell you about that?
Did what?
About the thing?
The wands that you
have? So with the wands, oh, wow.
I just found... This is my... I'm sorry, I'm interrupting
your
story.
No, it's fine.
This box is my very important stuff box. So this is all the things I ever wanted to keep. Like, from all of existence. Like, InQuest magazine number one. This was when I wrote to Dan Fraser, one of the artists for Magic.
Okay.
He sent me back a note. And some art. This was, like, when Ice Age just came out.
Oh, neat.
And there's a Mox Diamond, the Lost Mox Diamond.
Okay.
Anyway. This
no,
is all of my important stuff.
That's
box.
Really cool.
There's a good one here that I know you'll appreciate.
Oh, we'll get to that here. So.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a display case, and it's not a case, but it's a display thing that you can hang on the wall, and it's heavy. And it has all 6 wands that it can carry, and each one is, like, above it is signed by each wizard. Now, the cool thing is, and I'll end it up here, Luna's wand. So when you go to Ollivander's in Universal, and if you buy the wand, you're buying Luna's second wand. Is what you're doing.
What happened to her first wand?
The Snatchers snapped it.
Oh, that's right.
Right? And then Ollivander made her a new wand. So the one on that display, though, is her first wand.
Okay.
And they were explaining to me that that's the only way to get that wand.
Oh.
Because they don't sell that one separately. So I thought that was pretty cool. Right, so anyway, the trip was great. Highly recommend Universal. Oh, get the power. Nintendo power. That's the very first one, too.
Yeah, that was my original one that I bought.
Yeah, the Mario 2. So I actually had the whole thing, and my mom threw them out.
The whole collection?
Yeah, when they moved to Florida. Or moved away from Florida.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, Universal, highly recommend going there. The Hogwarts stuff is great. In 2 years, they're bringing King Kong back. They have Skull Island they're making right now.
Uh-huh.
And there you could see it. It's awesome and huge. And yeah, anyway, right Universal, right very on. Fun.
My number one is one that I've talked about previously. It was Las Vegas.
When
we went to the Grand Prix Las Vegas, the biggest magic tournament that ever existed up to that point. There hasn't been a bigger one yet, but it was only a couple months ago. Was it a couple months?
No, it was a month and a half ago. Yeah, because that's right when I left.
And that was awesome. That was all weekend long, just played Magic.
I was jealous.
Like, because when I went to Gen Con, I had to, like, want to try and play other games, but I just really wanted to play Magic.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I was by the time you were there, I was floating in the pool in Florida. And I was like, I wonder what they're doing. Oh, yeah, they're playing Magic.
Yeah, all weekend long. And it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
So, yeah, there's everybody who listens to the podcast knows that story already.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to explain to you my big box of important
things.
So, this box, I haven't opened this in a couple of years since I moved here. Every time I move, I kind of open it up and look at what's in it. And hello, my wife.
Yep. We're keeping on the time.
So, in here was the first issue of Nintendo Power with Super Mario Bros. 2 on the cover.
That's awesome.
The Lost Mox Diamond and Jester's Cap picture signed by Dan Fraser, the artist who did Magic. This is from, what year is this from? It's a tribute on the label. 1995, September 22nd, 1995.
Oh my god, that's the year.
That's when Ice Age came
out. Yeah, that's when Ice Age came out.
I'm into that. The first issue of Inquest magazine.
Wow.
If you're a Magic player, this is what you want.
The thing.
This is what it's all about. And they had the price list.
The price list.
Let's check.
Oh, Black Lotus.
Of course. Well, we have to check Black Lotus. This is Alpha Black Lotus. $200.
Wow.
For the Alpha one. That's, you know, that's quite a bit.
That is quite a bit for that time.
Let's see what the Beta one is. Beta Black Lotus is $175.
Yeah, I'll buy that, right.
So, and this is from May of 1995.
Wow. Jeez.
I have the whole collection of Magic comic books.
Oh, yeah. Dark Horse made those, right?
Armada.
Okay.
I don't know the year on these.
But that's the Antiquities War. Late 90s, I think it is. Let me see.
Yeah, coming soon, Lord of Illusions. No, this is mid-90s, because Chronicles. Available summer 1995.
Oh, wow. So these are Ice
real
Age.
Early. Yeah, these are real early. I have a whole pile of these magazines in here. Comics.
Oh yeah, I see them.
All of the comics.
Jeez.
This was when I first started designing Magic cards. This is the first spreadsheet I made. That's when I was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So I have Magic the Gathering, Antiquities War, Nightmare, Fallen Angel, Deck on Blackblade, the Shadow Mage, like all of these old Armada comic books, Elder Dragons. With Chromium and Nicol Bolas back in the day.
That's really neat.
Arabian Nights.
Good lord.
Yeah, I was way into those. I don't even like comic books. But... So before Nintendo Power, there was a different magazine. It was called the Nintendo Fun Club News.
Oh, I know this.
I have that one as well.
That is wild. Yeah, this is when they were, in this issue, they were actually like promoting Nintendo Power.
Nintendo Power's gonna start.
Yep. So 80s in here, good. Gosh.
Oh, this is my, this one. Set list from They Might Be Giants when I went to go see them.
Oh, neat.
I pulled it off the stage and got it autographed.
Ah, that's so cool.
This is just the stuff that's important to me throughout time.
That's really neat. Oh, 1988. I was 4 years old.
Yeah. So, I just want to read to you some of the cards that I made that were in my first...
Cool.
First draft of Magic cards that I ever made. There's no date on this. This was probably 1997. Aether Wall. It's an blue uncommon for 3 mana. Summon Wall, because this was before...
Yeah, walls.
They had Creature Wall.
Instead of Defender.
Yeah. Can block creatures with any evasion abilities as if they didn't have those abilities.
Oh, unblockables and stuff like that. I
made that. I made that card again, in my new set.
Yes, you did.
Let's see.
Reminiscing.
Wow. Wow. Goromak. He's in my set, too.
Yeah, Goromak is in there.
Same exact thing. 6/5 flying for 4 mana. During your upkeep, deals 1 damage to you, and if he's a target of a spell or effect, sacrifice it.
Did you make Goromak, like, thinking about that, and you made that before, or...?
Yeah, I used these.
Oh, did you?
Like, I remembered these. Like, okay. I brought these out and actually made some cards that were similar to this. But, yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
And this, I would just make, like, a... This is, like, a Word document that I put, like, a thing in. Mm. Or just a table and did it in there. But, yeah, it's just all the stuff from my childhood. And then I have, the original Player's Handbook, Pocket Player's Guide for Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, I saw that.
Made by Wizards of the Coast and Garfield Games. What year is this from? 1994.
Jeez.
Yeah. Because that's as long as I've been playing. This was when I first started.
Yeah.
And I had my checklist of all the cards that I had. Let's see.
Yeah, I started around the ASH time, too. I remember getting the starter's box, at Toys R Us, like that, you know, the original, like, starter box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I remember getting that. I had Keldon Warlord that I got from it.
So, a few of the cards that I did not have, I had almost every card from the set, except for Berserk.
Yep.
Black Lotus.
Why?
Helm of Chatzook. Illusionary Mask.
Mm-hmm.
Every Mox did not have them. They're all around. Never pulled them out of a pack, but I opened so many packs.
Yeah.
It's so weird that I got all these other cards, but never got those.
Huh.
Yeah. I had a Volcanic Island. Unlimited edition, whatever. Who knows?
I don't know.
I had all kinds of dual lands. Anyway, so that's that. So I hope you enjoyed the gentleman half of the Ladies and Gentlemen podcast, starring me, Adam, and Gully.
Gully.
And if you need me, I'm on Twitter at Matt Olaf, and you can follow the entire podcast at Aha Podcast. Okay, bye.
Later.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.